Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Faith That Functions with Pastor Gordon Naumann.
Hello everyone, I pray you've had a wonderful Christmas and were really able to celebrate the true reason for the season. And if not, it's never too late. Today for Faith That Functions, right here on Lutheran Radio UK with me, Pastor Gordon Naumann, we are going to give you a message on Epiphany. We're going to be looking at Acts 19 verses 1 to 7. From the English Standard Version, our text reads, "And it happened that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul passed through the inland country and came to Ephesus. There he found some disciples. And he said to them, 'Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?' And they said, 'No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit.' And he said, 'Into what then were you baptized?' They said, 'Into John's baptism.' And Paul said, 'John baptized with baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is Jesus.' On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking in tongues and prophesying. There were about 12 men in all." For the Epiphany message today, I'm going to talk about some pretty influential church fathers, Basil of Caesarea, Gregory of Nyssa, and Gregory of Nazianzus, who brought to light much of what we believe today in terms of doctrine and having a statement of faith. When we hear them, at first they may not really sound like good household names, but perhaps they should be. After all, apart from them, we would never recite the Nicene Creed, or reciting the creed might be declared to be heretical by the wider church, because when these men fought for the true deity of Christ and the Holy Spirit to the broader church, it was the Arian heresy that was the more popular view and held the support of the imperial powers. But by the grace of God, it came to pass that Gregory of Nazianzus assumed the pastorate of a very small church in Constantinople. It was called Church of the Resurrection, and there he came to preach what became known as the Theological Orations, defending the deity of Christ and the Holy Spirit. What for? Because it's important to know who God is. It's pretty foundational to know the God we are worshipping. It is important to know God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. Otherwise, we commit idolatry, pure and simple. If we do not believe that Jesus is divine, presumably we have also made up some other form of salvation, perhaps self-righteous justification, not understanding that only God can save us from our self-destructive fate. God is the only Redeemer. If Jesus is our Redeemer, Jesus is God. Well, in many ways it was, of course, a theological explanation of our text, in which Paul asks the disciples in Ephesus, "Into what then were you baptized? Into the baptism of that man on whom the Holy Spirit came in the Jordan River, with that man being nothing other than the human representation of a creature on whom another creature came? Because if that was only the case, so what? What then is epiphanied when one creature meets another?" That is why we honor these church fathers. They put things in ways that clearly taught, as Scripture has been saying all along, that Jesus is divine. By the time they finished the Nicene Creed, the faith which was and is to be recited by the church, and often, it also became a basis for a good commentary of what happens at our baptism. So again, what does it mean to be baptized in Christ and to receive the Holy Spirit, who is an equal partner in this sacrament? Well, it means to assume him to be who he says he is, and that he can make us what he says we are now, because of him. Here's how Gregory of Nazianzus expresses it, and note the sense of triumph that he expresses in the baptism of Jesus. "The darkness is over, light is made new again." He's speaking here of the person who's just been baptized. He's speaking about the boy or girl who has just been touched by the water and the word. "They were in darkness, and now they are little lights for Christ. I'm going to just give you this big segment now from the catechetical lectures of St. Cyril, a late 4th century Archbishop of Jerusalem. Egypt is punished with darkness. Israel is enlightened, and now will be accompanied by the pillar of light. Those that sat in darkness, the ignorance of God, not knowing who he is or how he is, have seen the great light and are full of knowledge. All things pass away. Behold, you are now new. The letter gives away. The Spirit has come to the forefront. Shadows flee. The truth has come upon you. He who was without mother now has become without father. So you too, as new sons, are born sons of God with no mother. The laws of nature are totally upset. The world above now fills what is below. Christ commands it. Let us not set ourselves against him. Clap your hands together, all you people, because unto us a child is born and a son has been given, and the government of his cross is upon his shoulder, and his name is called the Great Counsel of the Father. So let John cry out for us, prepare the way of the Lord, and we too will cry out the power of this day, of our rebirth. He who is not carnal has become carnal in Christ. The Son of God has become the Son of Man. Christ, who is yesterday and forever, has now become now. Let the Jews be offended, the Greeks deride us as foolish. Let the heretics talk until their tongues ache, for they shall believe when they see him coming again. This is from the 38th oration from On the Theophany, chapter 7, paragraph 345. Now that's a story that is our story when we are plunged into the waters of the divine Son made man. It is then our flesh, in the concrete particularity of who we are, what we say, what we think, and what we do. That is what it means for the light to be given so that it shines through us. We are not to be in darkness anymore. We are to be in the light, for we will be, nay, are, little lights. So we have the admonition to let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and know God the Father who is in heaven. And all that is already bestowed at your baptism. We can only then be what we have been made to be, unless, of course, we reject the Creator and importer of this light. Assuming we do not reject it, by the grace of God let us speak the voice of Christ, think the things of God, and work the works of him who made us. For he has created us, sustains us, and so empowers us. This is why, when we sin, it's no small matter. It's never a small matter to sin, but for us it seems that little bit more important to find out why we should be in darkness, when the light of Christ has already been imparted to us. It's a good question, isn't it? Why? For now that we are lights for Christ, not only do we blaspheme God, we blaspheme ourselves. We deny ourselves, our new Adam, the ability to live in the freedom which we have been given by the grace of God. We are to live as if the image of God has once again been restored to us. Therefore, as is the message of every true prophet, I tell you, repent. Whatever it is, you've done something. Come to the forgiving arms of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For now we have been called to a higher calling. We are to be sons of God, for we are in him who is himself God. In you he will be made known to the world. It's not so that you can be made a new person, or you can be made a better person or more improved, but rather that in us Christ might be seen. He is the light. It's not that you are to be enlightened so that you are just a better you. It's that you are to be his image. And that's really the kind of thing they fought about those many years ago, our church fathers, so that we can now confess together as brothers and sisters in Christ our creed. And if you're listening to this on the radio, feel free to say it with me. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father. by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. Amen. You've been listening to Faith That Functions. Thanks for tuning in. The podcast of this program is also available for download from our website, lutheranradio.co.uk. My name is Pastor Gordon Naumann. I serve the small yet ever-thriving congregation of St. David's Lutheran Church in Cardiff, Wales, and you can find us at stdavidcardiff.webs.com. I hope this message today has been just what you needed to refocus and thank God for what you have in your life, the love of God, and by extension, the love of your family. If you want to hear more, tune in next week as we have a look at Matthew 3, where we are given further epiphanies from God, culminating in the mystery that is the baptism of our Lord. God bless you, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon on Lutheran Radio UK for another episode of the series Faith That Functions.